每天醒来，我都希望自己处于好状态，面对未来挑战。
哦，闹钟总是有其他想法，打乱了日常步调。
生活难免会被内心的声音干扰，失去原有的自我而宕机。这时来两粒 Extra 无糖口香糖，重新找回自我状态。
随身携带 Extra 无糖口香糖，摒除内心的杂音，
用自己独有的节奏创造自己的生活。
我们都喜欢那个最自在的自己。
Extra 嚼出你的好状态，
即日起至5月14号止，
于 7-Eleven 购买 Extra 实力调装口香糖，单件只要17元哦。
How do you feel?
Great.
You、
Fantastic.
know what? I don't know if the people can listen, but we have a 3 microphone today.
Yes,
well,
we
the、
do.
People who listen podcasts, they don't know, but we have、yeah. a 1 extra microphone today.、Mm-hmm. And he's
right there.
He's ready. He's more ready. He's、yeah. more ready than us.
He can't、okay. wait to join.
Okay, so now we are going to start. I think we don't need to waste more time, and we are going to start this.
Yes.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, menu, Swaggo, it's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Bomb! You need to make a one really good introduction, bro.
Most
of the times, I did the introduction. Most of the time, I did like, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, I have the voice, no? I have that、yes. typical voice for the, like a host. Like, ladies and gentlemen, kids, and everybody here, we have a blah, 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 blah. So now you need to make that introduction.
No, I'm the calm intellect one.You're the loud and ladies and gentlemen, the theatrical one. I'm the.
What do you mean? Okay, mature guy. Present like a mature guy.
Okay. So this is. We are going to welcome this guest, and I'm actually.
You are really bad. Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who is listening to us, we have a really important guest today. Welcome everybody. Everybody, say in your home.Welcome to Jack!
Yeah! Hello, guys.
How are you?
How's it going, man?
Let me shake your hand. Bro, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, just making this show. Yeah, hey, we're friendly. Yes.
All right, let me settle an argument. I'm the mature one. Just saying.
What?
No. It's different to
say. No, you're the oldest one.
Yeah. It's different to say、yeah. I'm the older and I'm the mature
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the most mature one.Yeah, agree to disagree.
Up to today's show, you guys will see. I am the mature one.
Okay. Bro, we already have a previous chatting that I still consider I am the most mature guy here.
Okay, so how are you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine. Tainan's weather
all the way from Taipei.
Good. Yeah, Tainan's weather is pretty good today.
That's not what、
Taipei、
you said last night.
What?
This、He's、is completely lied. This dude, oh my god. This
You're like,
conspiracy
Tainan,
right now.
Tainan is so humid and it's like, it's not even, you guys don't even have good weather.
What with this boy?
I did not say that. Taipei was so cold yesterday and I came down, I'm like, ooh, it's warm. A little humid than I expected, but、yeah. then it's fine. It's fine. I like、okay. the weather here.
But I think before, bro, I think like your friend, because both you are friend, long time friend.I think you are the best person because I already did the introduction,、mm-hmm. but you can present Jack to the all people who is listening to us.
So Jack and I...
And we are going to see if he's your real friend.
Okay, let's see that. Let's see. Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to give it very neat and simple. 3 adjectives, okay?、
Mm-hmm.
When I think
three
of Jack.
Adjectives. Three adjectives. Take care about that, bro.
Funny.
Okay, funny. Okay, funny.
Not many people know
I'll
about
give you、
that.
This one. Yes, mature.Yes, I'll give mature. You
mature.
Yes, mature.
Mature、yeah. mm-hmm. in what sense? In what way?
Just, I don't want to admit that, but you are mature, so I think personally you are very annoyingly mature. Yes.
Okay, that's a compliment. That's、yeah. a compliment. I'll take it. Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Whenever we've never fought, right? But sometimes we have, you know, like things
you, wait,
that
wait,
we probably...
You never fuck?
No, fought.
Bro, that's
made
normal like here in Taiwan.
But yes, that's also true. We've never fucked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have the option. The one.
No. Yeah. The third one, I would say, wise. Not smart, but wise.
Wise.
Yes. Wise.
I've never been described that. I'm usually the dumb one.
My turn. Yeah. Describe me.
You?
Yeah.
Do I have to do? Do I also do three
Okay, you can do three adjectives to describe Tyler.
First one is pretending to be quiet. But the truth, okay, the truth is, okay. He was quiet when we first met. But then things really turned out to be, look at him right now. Yeah. So
I was really quiet.
Okay, so pretending to be quiet, that's the first one. So first one is pretentious.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you put it that way, you just made me sound like a dick.
Yeah, so you really did. Okay, so, second one, you're also a funny guy.
Okay, thank you.
Same quality. Mm-hmm. And I think the last part is sincere.
Bro, you just say I like to pretend. Yeah. I fake things, and then the last one, I'm sincere.
It's kind of like, after you get to know Tyler, you're fake, he's a genuine, sincere guy.
Okay, but what's your first impression of him? Also three.
Oh, man. Mature?
Mature, you like by appearance-wise or intellectually-wise?
No, the way he talks. Like, last night we had a good conversation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, he's a mature guy. Mm-hmm. And, okay. Mature. Second one, he's, I think he's confident.
He's confident.
Like, give me a sense of confidence. Okay, you are sure what you're going to say. You're certain about it. Mm-hmm. So, for sure, it's confident.
Confidence, yes.
Last one. Oh, that's going to be tough because...
It's just one thing. Basically, an hour.
The last one is...
Spit it out.
He's a man.
What? could you elaborate that? What does it mean? He's a man.
He just take care of a lot of things. No, take care of a lot of things.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like take care of all the setup, equipment.
You can tell he's satisfied.
Satisfied. Okay. You know, I'm first time on the show, so I try to, still kiss ass a little bit.
People pleaser, yeah. He's on the first show, already thinking, I'm going to come here again.
I'm thinking about next episode.
Okay, all right.
Yesterday, we have a really one chatting in one whole call. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really surprised about me is because you was in the... You was the last generation about the military service in Taiwan?
Yeah. Yeah, I was born 1993.
Old uncle.
Where was the difference between the now and the new generation? Because I'm foreigner. I don't know how is that. So what is the difference?
I think the generation between like my father and me is already a complete gap. So that's one gap. And you were talking about the 4 months difference in the whole years for the military serving, right?
I don't know. How's the process? Did you stay 4 months or you stay 1 year in the...
So if you were born before 1993,
uh-huh.
So it was just like me. And so you need to serve a whole year.
1 year?
1 year mm-hmm. in military.
But you need to use... Because I listen now, the people who live in... Well, they experience... Now it's quite obligatory, right? Because you need to do. You should...
Yeah.
4 months. Yeah. But I listen that it's more like a... I don't know how to say it, like a service hours? Maybe
service
like,
hour.
It's like you don't need to do like a really training.
You
like
don't
a
have
guns.
To carry rifles and you don't have to do all the
training. Yeah, you go like a ramp and do something like a big
like the jumping jacks and
everything. Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's more like a stay office hours. That reason I relation with the service hours. It's just office, kind of office work, paper work, something like that. Now it's...
Was it tough?
Boom, 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 boom.
I did not do that. I wish I have a chance. I can boom, 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 do that. I really want to hold a gun. You know, not in that dirty way. Don't have that look.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. Just... So, like, I really wish that I had that chance to do, but I did... What I did was substitute service. So the substitute service was we serve in a government hall.
If someone challenges and said, oh, come on, governmental services... That does not count.
True.
As, oh, you agree?
I agree.
Okay, so was it really chill?
It's a waste of time. Yeah. I think everybody who did the substitute service will say exactly the same thing.
Okay.
Just a waste of time. Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit more about your experience while you...
Where did you choose?
What exactly did you choose and where?
Where
were you?
There's a story behind this, okay? So I'm not really good at doing any test, but then in the military, we still need to do test. And it's not
mathematical text.
Wait, like written?
Yes, like written test. It's not shooting. Like I was, imagine that we would do like jogging things like this, and now give me a good grade. You know, I'm a athlete. I consider myself more athletic guy.
Like BI class.
Yeah.
So you're all limbs. No
yeah, like brain. Like you. Yeah, like you.
Like
yeah,
me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
I will. I thought it would be like that, but then we still need to take test, yes. And then after we go, there's a fun fact. I don't know how to distribution. Like we into like which I have no idea.
You're being assigned to certain
I don't know how to say that in English, but then
you can say in Chinese, don't worry, it's a multimodal.
Okay, so after 分发 into 不同的一别,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we need to do another test.
Yeah,
and I'm still not good at test, so I did a pretty horrible job. So there's a job, there's a lot of openings for we can choose like which county or city we wanted being assigned to,
mm-hmm.
But then I couldn't choose Hsinchu. I couldn't go back to my hometown.
Oh,
but you're from Hsinchu.
Yeah, either Hsinchu or Taipei was awesome because that's where I live. So I need to spend. I don't need to spend a lot of money.
Got you.
Transportation and things like that.
Ah,
but then yeah. So Hsinchu was selected, already gone. So I have to choose Jiayi.
Oh, so initially you wanted to pick Hsinchu, yeah. But then somebody took that.
Yeah, it was between Taichung or Jiayi, one of them.
Why did you choose Jiayi?
Well, people keep saying that it's 很涼.
Yeah. What kind of job you did in Jiayi?
Huh?
What kind of job?
Okay, so 一别, my 一别 is what we do, like if there's foreign a guest for the government hall.
Foreign officials?
Yes, they come in and then we need to be the translator. Okay. And then we sometimes need to do this kind of thing. But then who's going to go to Jiayi?
Who's going to go to Jiayi?
Yeah. So that's why it's 很涼.
You knew that before picking that spot.
No, pretty much. There's no one. No one's going to go to
Jiayi. It's
not even Jiayi City downtown. It's Jiayi County.
Jiayi County.
But okay. Fucking nowhere.
Okay.
So basically you spend 1 year doing nothing?
Yeah, pretty much.
And get it paid.
I stay in dorm and play video games mostly.
Okay. I don't know. Right. Bro, I don't know if China listened to this. Is going to say, okay, this is the correct moment that we need to attack because the army is not doing nothing, bro.
They're just playing video games in their dorm.
They're playing video games. They don't know how to... Bro, you... The army is going to hit you.
They're coming.
Yeah, but speaking of which, that... Why? Why is your English so good?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought your English is
No, better. You're like so confident. And the first time, you know, like, you remember where exactly we met.
Yeah.
And that was
dance class. How'd you meet? I didn't realize that now. How'd you meet?
So we were on set and I was...
No. Set. We were in the dance classroom.
Oh, yes. So I was... I think
not your friend, bro.
Not my friend.
I have short memory. I'm a fucking goldfish. Yeah.
Okay.
But okay. Now I remember.
Now you remember.
Yes, we met at the dance studio, and basically they had us to do some like dragon kind of
fan dancing.
Fan dance and
stick dancing.
I was there because they thought that you are a mover. You're physically you're quite flexible, and then you speak English. And I was like, why you're shooting a film in Taiwan, why do you need someone to speak English? But then they told me, oh, but honestly you don't have any actual lines, you just have to be there and you have to be able to, you know, communicate with other, interact with other in English. I'm like, okay. But then later they told me they said that, oh, well, we need to book you for several days but you have no actual line. I'm like, okay, so that means that I'm a regular extra? They said, well, you...
We don't want to put titles, but...
Yeah.
We don't want you can feel emotionally, but we don't want to put a title because we're going to put your hair when you are not going to see your face in the movie.
But it's different because they do your hair, and then they greet you. You do have like a... Somehow kind of like a...
We're not treated as extras.
Yeah. We have seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, extra, they just, they stood
they
there.
They have to, they sit in a group.
Yeah.
We sit in our special seat area.
Yeah, so,
one name in your seat?
No. Not that special.
Well, as a group, we had a name. Okay. We were named Cookies.
We're Cool Kids.
We're Cool Kids.
Cool Kids.
Cool Kids.
Like cookies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's when I thought that, I was coming in, I was really anxious, honestly. I was like, I mean, my English is all right, but I couldn't imagine putting myself in an environment where I have to constantly speak English. And that was kind of scary for me. That was like the very first time. Yeah. But this guy, he was like, yo, what's up? And then, you know, saying hi to the director. And it's like, yo, the makeup artist.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, he's like so
that,
out
that was
there.
Him.
No, remember, I was so quiet. I was like, yeah. Sit here. Okay, yes. Oh, makeup? Okay. Yes. Yeah, my hair. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. And he's like, oh, bro, like this part. Yeah, conceal this part. He's like so out there. I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, make me more handsome. Yeah.
He was talking like a,
yeah,
you need to improve.
Like,
this face. Yeah. This is the movie.
Yeah. So at first I thought he knew everybody, but then he told me, no.
But you know a lot of people in this industry, right?
No.
Yeah.
I think he's got connections. My personality is like that.
No. Like, everybody?
Yeah, I pretend to know.
There's
a phrase in Chinese.
Yes.
装手.
装手, yeah.
装手, me.
Yeah.
What, your English is super good? Oh, you born in America now?
No. I was born in Hsinchu.
Hsinchu.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
You live there the whole life?
Yeah, my whole life I live.
You never travel around?
No, I live until I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Then I went to study in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Chicago, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, I study in
Chicago. You're in Chicago? You just learned that?
Well, yeah, before I went to Chicago, I went to an international school.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's
what. But then, my English was shit there.
International school in Taiwan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is the difference to a normal school? Because, like, I'm. Well.
Well, first of all, it's got to be private school.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be private school.
It's not public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless it's, I mean, TAS is considered private, isn't it?
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I think
but
so. Yeah.
You did go to the international school for how long?
For only 2 years and a half.
Only 2 years?
Not a long time.
Half?
Yeah, yeah.
So middle school?
No, 10th grade. Second semester.
Okay. Was it tough there?
It wasn't tough. Uh-huh. It's fun.
Whoa,
we do a lot of fun stuff at school.
Could you tell it was one of the most unforgettable moments? Like the memory, what memory was?
Oh my God. For me, we did.
Oh, sorry. You're 30, right? So that's.
Shut up.
That's like decades ago.
That's decades ago. Yeah, shut up. Yeah. We did musical in our school. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
like a high school musical?
High school musical, but then we do like straight up Broadway play.
Oh.
Yeah, like junior version of it, you know, like easier version, but then,
You was the three?
He's mean. Oh my God, he's mean. Oh my God. I was the male lead. I was the male lead.
So you were talking about that you had certain experience of musicals, and then when was like the moment that, oh, something clicked, and then you just decided that, oh, I love acting, I love performing arts.
Okay, before we get into that, I want to call back, because either one of you asked me the question, what of the moment?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the moment was, I was doing musical, and at the same time, I was the captain of the basketball team.
That's okay.
So do you guys know?
Are you a Troy Bolton?
So I was like, literally feel like Troy Bolton. In high school, like back then, yeah, that was the moment that I had like the best time,
mm-hmm.
like I had when I was in international school, mm-hmm. and that's when it actually clicked. Because before I was in local school studying,
mm-hmm.
I had it's just bad. Like I had really bad experience in local school.
What do you mean? You was pachicho or something?
I get bullied.
Oh, bullied.
Were you bully or were you the bully?
I was fat, man.
Oh,
I was a chubby guy in class.
No, the
body shaming is terrible.
It is. Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
But the chubby guy in my school was the bullying guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was, I'm going to a plastic.
You know, honestly, but that needs to be really chubby guy. The big dude.
You got to be big enough.
Not the big dude, but
the big
boy. I mean, we was a little skinny. I think most of the kids are skinny, but this guy was a little big.
A buffer.
Yeah, buffer. And he make bullying you, so yeah.
So I'm like a small chubby guy. The small chubby guy get bullied.
So you have a tits? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's mature now? Who's mature now? Yeah.
Bro. If you have a problem talking about your tits, you can touch it. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I had boobs before. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, so after I transfer, I kind of find my, like...
What do you mean transfer?
Transfer to...
to international school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not transfer. No. I thought you were talking about you go to the gym and you make
No.
But you did, right? You work out.
I did not do that in high school. Yeah, after that. Yeah, after that.
You were storyboard then. And what happened?
Yeah, no. So after I transferred to international school, I stopped building up my self-confidence. Mm. And then like one of my teachers, one of my mentor, my lifetime mentor, gave me this chance to be in a show, to be in the musical. So that changed my life. Yeah, that completely changed the how I see myself. Mm-hmm. It's more like when that hit, everything changed. So I started willing to learn English, willing to try a lot. And then things like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why you aspire to be that kind of teacher?
Your professor was guy or women?
It's a girl.
That's always the story.
That makes sense.
You mean the mentor, right?
Did you have a secret crush on that teacher?
No.
No? Okay.
We seriously bond.
Okay.
She's a...
Bond in a very pure...
Yeah.
Your innocent mind.
Okay. No, okay. I tried to flirt with her one time, but then not
you
in a...
You tried to flirt with her?
It's intentionally. So it's not like coming naturally from myself. Okay. So it's intentionally. I'm trying to make her uncomfortable. And then she just screams. She's like, Jack, stop. And I'm like, okay, now I know the line. Yeah. Okay.
Was she young?
She was young.
So she wasn't much older than you at the time.
She was.
Wait. You're talking about one person who graduated from one university and now is teacher.
Yeah.
To one kid.
Yeah.
Of course, have a different age.
Yes. Of course, but she wasn't much older, right?
She was like 7-8 years old.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. 7-8. Yeah, 7-8. Yeah.
Okay. So now, what are you doing for your life?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher.
That is one circle.
Yeah. And you keep flirting, going. Yeah.
And you flirting with your students?
No, I don't. I really don't do that.
Okay. That's a
I
good
don't,
teacher.
I
teacher,
don't do that.
Teacher.
Yeah.
This is your chance. This is your final chance to address that you don't do that.
I don't flirt with my student ever. Okay.
What do you mean? Is somebody?
You know, you guys do know behind the camera is my girlfriend, right?
No. It's okay.
So yeah, I don't flirt with my students ever. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not my thing. Yeah.
But what kind of teaching you are acting or?
I teach drama. Mostly. Drama. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But I tutor English sometimes. Yeah. That's okay. Other job. Yeah,
last night when we were having a hot pie, you briefly mentioned that you are currently teaching mature women.
Stop. Why do you gotta make it sound weird? So it's in Chinese is souling, so it's plus 45 plus.
That,
I do not flirt with my students.
45 years old.
You can. Basically, yeah. You can. No? It's
legal. I seriously worry about the grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah. But around what age? I mean.
Oh my God. It's a big range. Start from like 45 to 69.
Yeah, they're in the
they're in their prime.
Yeah, they're in the prime.
They're retiring prime, right?
No. Yeah. So basically your teacher, your student is around the 40 to 50, right?
40 to 70. Yeah, between that.
Oh yeah. So that's 70, yeah, is a little more good to go to the retire part.
Yeah.
And what do you teach?
So it's like a workshop for a musical, but
like
only
Zumba?
No. We do like theater dance. And then we will cut out like small scene for them to perform. A short scene.
Like tiny little like combos.
Like we'll choose like, let's say we're doing musical. We're doing Chicago this year. So we'll cut out like multiple scene from the movie. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna do a performance on that. And then also we do one dance.
How you find that joke?
Oh, cool.
Well, it's complicated.
Through connection.
Through a lot of connection.
Guy has a very
step by step
crazy network.
Yeah, so just I know one person, I work with her, and then went to this space, and then the space owner likes me, and then
he's ridiculously
me,
good at this.
So really? Like, give me
with a connection.
Yeah, with a connection.
So
you never
he knows
thought
how to stay connected.
But you never thought to be a manager? Because the manager is all connections.
What's mania?
Manager.
Manager.
Oh, manager.
Tinchering.
Oh, I thought about it.
Yeah, because basically, if you are good in connection, the manager is just connection.
I actually was, the owner of that space was just talking to me about this a couple days ago. Yeah, say I can be a manager.
Because you're really strong-minded and persuasive, I would say. Yeah.
And also, yeah, you, but I'm not a salesperson, though.
Not a salesperson, but...
Yeah. But I speak from my heart. I don't lie.
Bro, but basically, it's one thing that you need to learn.
That was, did you see that? That was flat out business.
I don't lie. He does. He does.
We are going to try with you new format of this podcast.
Yeah, so...
Because most of the time, we do two-person, the podcast. Mm-hmm. But now we have a third-person, 3S. You know, three...
3S? That sounds weird.
Yeah. We're going to prepare to the hypothetical question. Basically, we know a little more of the background. But you said you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I do.
How long you are together?
Oh my God, long. 8 years.
8 years?
Too long.
Yeah.
8 years?
8 years.
Oh. 8 years?
Oh. This month, 8 years.
This month?
No, last month. Last month.
No, bro, you gotta get the date, right?
Yeah. She smiled. It's fine. She's smiling right now.
Okay. Years. Wow, it's too long.
It's too long.
Too long.
It's too long.
Yeah, I prepared one question, hypothetical question. In that hypothetical case that your girlfriend, well, you are with your girlfriend 9 years. We're going to put one more year. You have one more year.
Yeah. Okay.
In the 9 year, your girlfriend asks you, I want the ring. When?
Uh-huh.
When? It's 9 years together. When we are going to get married. You have a three options, okay? Option A, the next day you buy a ring. Option B, finish the relationship because nobody tells you what you want to do and you are a free soul.
Okay.
Option C, you ask her to give her ring. I'm going to specify what is ring in Spanish.
Yeah.
Her ring, and then you can give her her ring. What is ring in Peru? In Peru, ring is... Okay. basically, you ask for her, give you her ring, and then you give her a ring.
Okay, so number one is... Next morning, you go and next you purchase morning you a ring.
Buy. Okay.
Number two is
you finish a relationship because you are a free soul. You are a nobody told you what you want to do.
Nobody tells you what to do. Number three is she gives you the ring first, and then you give her the ring back.
Everybody, you can start to think about what is ring. Is some sexual part, some sexual activity, but we are going to call ring.
My
God, a flexible ring. A stretchable.
Oh, we'll stop it.
Oh my God.
You have just three options. Isn't that hypothetical question?
So hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
You are now obligated to tell the truth and only the truth.
Yeah.
You need to
choose one option. For what option? A, B, C.
When you're cooking. I feel hot for him.
I think I will do A.
A.
Oh.
I'm the type of person. Yeah.
Let's say we have a scenario. So hypothetically, you have a partner, yes, and then you got her a very pricey gift. Let's say birthday gift or some whatever. And which one would make you feel more upset? First one is she didn't tell you, but then later on you found out that she re-gifted to someone or she sold it.
Yeah.
You know, she sold the handbag or whatever. And the second one is she said, oh, thank you, I appreciate it, but I don't like it. I would never use it. I'm gonna keep it, but I don't like it.
Awkward turtle. Never,
so I would never, ever use it.
Wow, that's
which one you find it more disappointed, more makes you feel more hurt?
Okay, can I ask who's re-gifted to?
It doesn't matter. Or maybe she sold it online. For some quick cash. This is also a question for you, huh?
Oh my God, that's hard.
No, I prefer...
You have an answer already?
I prefer she told me like, no, I never will use it.
But you're fine with
that.
It.
No, I mean, that's the... I prefer she told me that most that will be hurt me is she re-give to another bar. No sell. If she want a quick cash, yeah, it's okay. I can understand, no? Okay, it's cash, no? The next time you can tell me that, just give me cash. I can give you a home bow. But if she re-give to another person, that's hurt me. And I can tell you how real feel that because I did that.
You re-gifted something?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Oh, shit!
And I feel awkward in that moment, and I will empathic with that person, and I feel so fucking embarrassing.
You should. As you should.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Jack?
I think that, for me, it's two different things. Is that if you tell me in the face, it's very disappointing at the moment. But then things quickly goes by, right? But then if you re-gift it to someone or... like him, I think selling online is kind of funny. Like, I feel like I wouldn't get mad because of that. If you really want money for that, that's okay.
I'm like, at least you got something back.
But then if you re-give to someone, I think that's a more long-term disappointment for me.
I see.
So I would probably also prefer to just she tell me in the face.
My question, in the hypothetical case, we need to remark because
we got in so much trouble for not saying that hypothetically.
Yeah, we learned about that.
This is all made up, yeah.
In the hypothetical case, not realistic, it's just hypothetical case. In the hypothetical case.
It's so important he had to say three
times. In your imagination.
Yeah. Yes. Right. In the hypothetical case that some of your Grammy, some of your students, okay, ask you for a favor. You know what kind of favor? To clean in that, to make a feeling younger, feeling now vivid.
So, pretty much, I have to do it. Just choose one of the choice.
Because it's in the hypothetical
case.
In the hypothetical case. Option A, you say why no, and you put a one price.
Yes.
How much? Option B, you are a businessman and say you can be my sugar mommy.
Yeah.
Option C. You say no because you don't need favors.
I'll take B.
Yeah. You take
B.
Yeah, I'll take B. Take B. Yeah. Take B. I don't like one time payment, man.
It
has to be long term. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Okay. Keep rolling. Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Yeah. Keep them
this
coming.
This is a business, but it's the long term. It's the long term. I love it. I love it.
It was a spicy one. Now let's have a heartwarming one. Yeah.
Okay.
So this one is more like a little bit deeper. Yeah. So let's say you are dating someone, and this girl, the first girl, tells you that I hate the world, but I love you.
Oh my God.
The first girl said,
I'm already worried.
I hate the world, but I love you.
Okay.
And the second girl says, because of you, I started to love the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the third girl says, oh, I love the world, but I love you more. Which one makes you feel like she's the one? And why?
Is there a meaning behind the loving the world?
Just like the whole world. Yeah.
Okay.
Just pick the more bigger tits.
I'm okay.
Shallow.
I don't need tits. It's okay. I work with that.
You don't need
tits. I work around.
What do you mean you work with that?
I can, you know, work around with it. So it's fine. I work around. Okay. Who has better feet? I think that's the problem.
Did you just flat out said that you have a feet fetish?
No, I like to look at nice things.
With
bro, it's his feet.
Okay. That was not the angle I was going for, but I'll take that.
In the hypothetical case that you need to open an OnlyFans, I don't know, for any business. Maybe you say, I want to be an actor, but I want to be this kind of actor.
Okay.
What kind of OnlyFans you will open? Have a three options. One, a couple OnlyFans. I mean, you and your
partners.
Yeah. Open an OnlyFans. You can, I don't know, put a mask, your girlfriend, don't show the face. Whatever. It's a couple OnlyFans.
Do I need to show my face?
It's the pin of you.
Okay.
Okay. But the point is a couple OnlyFans.
Okay. Couple only.
Option B, you will pay a one actress for a collaboration. For give me your actress. Option C, and listen this carefully. Because you are a loyal man and you decided open a gay OnlyFans because you promised to your girlfriend never fuck with another girl, but not with another boy.
I'm not that loyal.
So what would be your final answer?
He already said that.
What's the choice?
You said no for to number that section. Like you said no to option number three.
Yes.
Yeah, number three. Yeah.
What's first one is couple only. Second, and the second one is pay.
Right? I want an actress.
So I have a sugar mommy who's paying me like regularly.
Oh, you can shoot that.
So
with a sugar mommy.
I would just do couple.
He's starting to apply that. Yeah. In real life.
So you choose.
I think
couple.
I'll do couple.
Couple.
I don't want to pay anybody. Mm-hmm. I'll keep my money.
And plus, you are masked. So
right, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically, yes, but really see it in. As if someone really asked you this, really okay. offered you this. If somebody offers you $5 million delivered in cash, the only condition is you starting from this particular second, stop talking to your girlfriend.
Like my current girlfriend?
Yes. Think long and hard. $5 million.
You went to another girlfriend.
Do the calculation and I don't know, maybe your girlfriend was just like, yeah, you should take it.
I cannot. I can never talk to her.
No, never.
But then, can we hang out
and just don't talk?
We just write.
Yeah, that's smart.
But for the rest of your life, you cannot verbally communicate.
Can we? Can we still do the thing that we do?
I think in that case, you can't pronounce any sound.
Okay, yeah. So Tyler, I'll throw the question back. If I cannot, like, be with this girl, with that money, I'm not taking it. But then, if you're just not talking, I think she will love to take it.
Really?
Yeah, she will love to take it.
Yeah, because imagine 500, you know, 5 million. Yeah. That's crazy a lot.
But 5 million just for what? One time payment? Or
yeah, it's one time payment.
$5 million.
That is still a lot.
5 million, what? NT dollars or new dollars?
US dollar.
US dollar, 5 million. Well, it's not too much.
And what? It's not too much?
Bro, in New York, the house is more than 5 million. The house, the price of the house.
Yeah. I can't even fucking afford to rent a room in Taipei. And you're telling me $5 million is not a
bro,
not
but
a lot?
But you put that one is for the rest of your life. If you put me like I'm going to give you $5 million per year. Deal. $5 million per year.
$5 million per year. Yeah.
But because if you $5 million, how long you are 30 years old.
30 years old.
30 years old. We put you are going to live until the 70. You have 40 years old.
That's only 40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. $5 million.
Okay.
Bullshit. This
would
is nothing.
Would you be able to take it?
No. If you tell me $5 million.
Okay.
Per
wait,
year.
$5 million per year.
I take it.
With your current wife?
Yes.
Oh.
I would take
okay.
it.
What about you?
Because that can be even that plus is. I can do. Have a lot of possibilities. Just I.
You can learn how to sign. Doing sign language.
The sign language. And plus that, I can compound some things. And I can record that. And I can give to her.
Yeah, you say not talking. We can not sing talking. To her.
Yeah.
We can
so you
sing
would also take it?
That's fine.
Mind blowing.
$5 million per year.
I would not take it.
Bro, $5 million per year is a lot of money. Even if I... And you don't say just I need to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just I need to... The condition is I don't need to talk with my wife. But I can still work it. So I can generate more money. Yes. I can be fucking millionaire.
But you would miss that. The connection. Like the real time in-person communication.
But how do you think... So
for the rest of your life, that's really scary.
No, bro. I have a person who can't talk in your whole life. And they don't receive any money. And they need to learn. And their life is amazing. They have a special life. They have a magical life.
Makes sense.
I saw the one TikTok videos. Uh-huh. Is that they're interviewing the people on the street.
Yes.
And then the girl on the side cannot talk. He's I don't know what's that, deaf or something.
Deaf?
Yeah. So he cannot. They can only communicate with
using like, silent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But the guy can talk.
Yes.
It was the sweetest thing in the world. Like they're saying, like they've been dating how long, and then.
You will not take it.
Yeah.
For your reaction, I suppose.
I will not take it.
You will not take it.
When you find a girl that you like so much and you want to be with her whole life, you would take it.
Yeah, because...
I promise you would take it.
Look, for me, it's like I have one money that no matter what happened, mm-hmm. I can give that money for my family and I can support my family.
Mm-hmm. You can support million. Anyone you want to support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's tempting. It's tempting. You two are very persuasive. No, I gotta say, I came with a strong no, but now I'm like, on the spectrum. Okay, I'll think about it.
It's okay. Hypothetically.
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 Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. That was the hypothetical question. Just remember to everybody that that was hypothetical question. No real, no real. Everybody was fake. Everybody was in the hypothetical question. And now we move to our next section.
Yes.
Like in the movie, you know, like a TV, you need to wait like a 2 seconds.
That's how it is.
Director cut. Yeah.
This is actually our very first time trying this.
Okay.
Let's have a game. Yeah. It's game time.
Okay.
It's game time. Okay. So have you ever played Name Three Things?
Name Three Things?
Yes. It has to be super fast. Okay.
Oh my God.
Is that first three things come to your mind the second you listen?
Okay.
Do not wait. If you wait, you get.
I take a shot. Okay, yeah. I take a shot.
You take
vodka shot.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Name three sentences that you would say during sex.
I love you.
Ew. Okay.
And I'm gonna fuck you raw. You like this?
Okay.
You say in English or in Chinese?
In Chinese. In Chinese.
Okay. I don't want to listen to that. Okay, name three actors that would you like to work with them?
Work with them?
Yeah, actors.
Oh my God.
Men, actors, men.
Name.
Men, 男生.
Men, okay. Work with them. Tyler.
Well, thank you.
Tyler.
Not an actor anymore.
oh my God, I have no idea. Maybe Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, okay. Oh no, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Well, sure. And Chris Rock. All together.
This one is probably just testing your, you know, intelligence. Name three countries that are located in South America.
You're a bitch. I asked you this and you didn't play.
Chile.
Okay.
Peru. Brazil.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy.
This one is it's not too spicy. Name three things you absolutely hate to do.
Hate to do. Oh my God. I hate to do. Studying Chinese. Does
studying
that work?
Okay.
Studying in general.
Okay.
Like, but then except a play.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
Name three Taiwanese actors that would you rather to date?
Actress. Wang Jin.
Okay.
I mean, she's cute, so. Who else? Probably her. No.
Okay. Let's up a little bit. Name three actors, doesn't matter, actors or actresses. Name three actors or actresses that you think.
Oh my God. I know where you
are overrated. In your own opinion,
bro, this is
Zheng Yuancang.
Okay.
Zheng Yuancang.
Bro, all three answer with the same person. It's gonna make it worse. Thank you so much for today. You know,
thank you,
up.
Jen.
Thank you. How the people can find you?
Online.
Jack's Instagram, but he has a
very it's happy because this is the subtitle.
Here.
But, so do you have an agent or something like that?
Agency?
You have a manager?
Agency? No, I don't have agency.
Oh, so you're doing like, okay.
I work with multiple agents and we just
freelancer.
Freelancer.
So somebody can call you.
Anybody can call me.
I would like to close this section by asking you, do you have anything you wanted to, you know, say, or how was your overall experience of, you know, being the guest of our first one show?
I loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved it. Okay. I like bros bond. That I can bond with you guys.
So yeah, we were really bonding, Young. Yeah?
It's fun.
Okay.
We are told again. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Kong. Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, everybody, for everybody. Don't forget to what, Tyler?
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and activate that blue little thingy. And oh, and if you have anything you want to say, want to ask, you know, to Jack or to me or to Kongor, go ahead and, you know, leave a comment down below, yeah?
So that's all for today. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you,
Tyler.
Thank you.
But it's me, Kongor.
It's me, Tyler. And
Jackson.
And this is Bros Bond. Bye-bye.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看这里 Studio 307，很赞。